Some people put a lot of thought into the names of their animals, but would you be willing to pay a royalty for such a name? That's what some purebred livestock growers did, because this name, the name of a character in a book, was so big, well, it was bound to help market just about anything. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was a Civil War veteran and a leading attorney in the nation. But what you probably know him for is the major book he wrote.
Ben-Hur was an unusual book, not only in what it is, but in the way it was marketed, the way the contracts were written for it. Each time it appeared in a different form, it completely changed that industry.
Larry Paulberg says that book, Ben-Hur, became the best-selling book of the 19th century next to the Bible. And it just kept growing in the 20th century as it was transformed into other media.
We have seen proceeds from the theater in London where it was running. It ran for 3 years in 1901, 1902, and 1903. And it was making the family $25,000 every month, which is close to probably $750,000 in today's dollars. That's a lot of money. And that was just one of the revenue streams.
Ben-Hur was a name it seemed everyone wanted to be associated with.
There were thousands and thousands of products called Ben-Hur. There were even towns named Ben-Hur. And there were horses and cows, purebreds that were named after Lew Wallace or Ben-Hur. And when the Ben-Hur name was used, there were royalties paid into the family estate.
The latest Ben-Hur movie was released in 2016. But Larry says earlier versions further propelled Ben-Hur's recognition.
It's hard to compete with the 1959 version or truly the 1925 silent movie. Both of those are considered some of the finest movies ever made, just tremendous films. It is still around. People know of it. We're here because of Ben-Hur, not so much because of the Civil War career, although that was significant.
But there's one more piece of the author's story that will amaze you. It's the place Lew Wallace built to write. There's no other place like a study and library from which you can go fishing. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.